Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born May 24th in Chicago, Illinois, a graduate of DePaul University, he is an actor who has turned in scene-stealing roles in such films as Boogie Nights, Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, Walk Hard, and many more. He returns this November as Wreck-It Ralph in the animated feature, Ralph Wrecks the Internet. You can see him this December alongside Will Ferrell in Holmes and Watson, but he's currently in theaters alongside Joaquin Phoenix in the film The Sisters Brothers. Please welcome John C. Reilly.
Mr. John C. Reilly, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so good. I'm so glad, man. We've been having all kinds of phone trouble lately. I'm worried we're getting ready to dump you. I'm a huge fan, man. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
You've done so much for the...
I'm a fan of Kansas City barbecue, Johnny Dare.
You know what? John, you come to Kansas City, I will buy you all the barbecue you can possibly consume.
You know who else is? Robert Duvall, huge Kansas City barbecue fan.
Well, you know,
I'm from Chicago. There's a lot of barbecue in Chicago, and for me to go gaga over that Kansas City sauce, well, that's really sick.
Duvall and I actually got into an argument once over Texas barbecue versus Kansas City barbecue, and while he admitted
really?
That it's very good, but he gave me that. I go, listen, you know it's better, and he gave me the quintessential no, sir. No, sir.
I wouldn't mess with Bob. Disagree with him.
He's, absolutely.
He's a pretty intense guy.
You know, we were just talking about the new movie, of course, that you've got coming out, The Sisters Brothers. It's going to be a good dark comedy, I'll get this out of the way so I can just gush for a minute. The most overlooked comedy of all time is Walk Hard. Without a doubt, it is. It should have been so much bigger. And I'm telling everybody, if you've never seen it, find it, rent it, buy it, steal it, whatever you got to do. But it really is an incredible, incredible movie.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, like a friend of mine told me, like, John, you can either have a box office hit or a cult movie, but you can't have both. And Walk Hard has definitely become a cult movie. Like, I don't know if it's underappreciated to tell you the truth, because the people who love it so much.
Yes.
Musicians especially, like everyone from Jack White, who was in the movie, to, you know, the guys in the Eagles and Bonnie Raitt, so many, Robert Plant, all these different people have mentioned that movie to me when I met them. I'm in, like, the state of shock meeting this famous musician, and they're like, Dewey Cox, man. Dewey Cox. I lived that. I lived it. Like, the Eagles think of Walk Hard as a documentary, you know? It was like their lives.
You know what? As of today, I let this grudge go. You've relieved the weight that I've carried since the day I saw it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, beautiful.
But I got this other movie coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch Walk Hard anytime, but this weekend, The Sisters Brothers is out. And I'm really proud of this one. I'm getting some of the best reviews of my life.
Good.
The movie is. And me and Joaquin Phoenix play these hired killers in 1851. It's a Western, which is another first for me. Which is, my career has just been one different thing after another. And this is definitely a new one for me. Got to ride horses and shoot guns.
Excellent.
Look for gold in rivers. It was really an amazing experience.
And it's a pair of brothers that are trying to get out of the assassination business during the gold rush?
Yeah, we're like these two guys who, like, come from this traumatic background when they're kids, and they're hired as killers by this crime boss, and they've been doing it their whole lives, so he sends them after this guy who has a secret of how to get gold out of rivers, and we're sent to kill him, and then, well, things get more complicated once we realize that the gold thing is real. But, yeah, it's really cool. It's me, Joaquin Phoenix, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Riz Ahmed. And it's based on a book called The Sisters Brothers, if anyone has read that, which is another great thing to do. It's a really amazing book by Patrick DeWitt. But
Well,
it's a new take on the Western, and it has a lot of really funny stuff in it. It's like a lot of dark comedy. There's been a lot of also really intense familial relationship stuff, which is really, I don't know, it's kind of startling to see in a Western, you know, like
sure.
Seeing the relationship between two brothers and them talking about their past and their father. And anyways,
well, listen, but you draw from your past, right? Because there's another book you may have read, John C. Reilly Robs Freight Trains.
was that in a book? I don't recall writing a book about that, but yeah, I did. Well, I suppose the statute of limitations has run out now, but yeah, there was a railroad that went through my neighborhood in Chicago. They used to call it the viaduct, this big kind of berm that went through the whole neighborhood. And trains would often stop there for some reason, and we would go up there and bash them open and see what was inside, which is a felony, by the way. But when you're 10 years old, you don't care. We don't know what the word felony means. Mm. It sounds like something scary. But yeah, so one time we busted one of those open and we found, 10,000 boxes of sugar corn pop. And my friend who I was hanging out with at the time lived right next to the railroad tracks. So we made like a fire brigade line of kids from the boxcar on the hill to his basement window. And we just filled his basement with sugar corn pop boxes. And then we'd have these illicit cereal parties, we called them, in his basement. Like, we'd go and, like, mooch for money to get milk, and then we'd bring the milk downstairs. How many sugar pops can you eat, man? Like, we had them stockpiled down there.
I love the fact you got away with all the kids knew, and parents had to find them at some point, and everybody kept their mouth shut because everybody wanted to eat the sugared breakfast cereal.
Yeah, exactly. I remember trying to. The reason we would have those cereal parties in the basement is because we couldn't bring them home. Really, my parents would be like, "Where did you get this? You get money to buy 10 boxes of sugar pops." Like,
oh, that's great.
So we realized, we got to keep it down here.
Dude, that's fantastic. See, that's where you get the impetus. That's you draw on that now that you fast forward all these years to sisters, brothers. It's similarity. There's just some Western vibe to it. There's good guys, bad guys. There's moral issue.
Believe me, the capers of my childhood are the basis of a lot of my work, actually.
It's
Stepbrothers wouldn't be half the movie it is without some of the stories from my actual childhood in it.
Oh, I got three brothers. We hit each other, stabbed each other, did awful, awful things with each other. Like, talked each other into doing things. Like,
you want to tell? Oh my God! Oh, you grew up in a prison?
Oh, you would think so. You think? Dude, I'd never laughed so hard because it was so genuine. Licking white dog poop. Every kid has seen the white dog poop. It's my brothers tried to make me lick the white dog poop.
I'm sorry. I know.
They
didn't succeed.
No. I was victorious that day. And then, of course, paid them back by shooting them with my BB gun while they ran around the backyard in their winter coats in July.
Those are the days.
Yeah,
felonies, by the way, now. Do that as an adult. That'd be a felony. So.
This weekend, Sisters Brothers opens
Glory
up.
Glory days.
It's going to be good, man, John. And by the way, how is the band? Are you still out playing with the band, John C. Reilly and Friends?
Well, we had to take a little bit of a hiatus. I mean, I have four movies coming out before January, guys. So it's
that's a lot.
I had to take a little break from the band to get back to my day job. But and a couple of people in the band had kids too, so they're getting themselves squared away. But we'll be back out with the band, John Reilly and Friends, soon enough.
Yeah, well, it's fun, and I know you got other ones besides Sisters Brothers. But I mean, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and of course Holmes and Watson, which I'm very much looking forward to.
That's right. Me and Will Ferrell back on the case.
Good, man.
Not quite a Step Brothers sequel, but close enough.
Man, you get to Kansas City. I'll get the barbecue ready anytime, man. Come and play a show. You know, there's a great place here called Knuckleheads. Billy Bob Thornton just played with the Boxmasters. Kiefer Sutherland came by with his band and played there. It's a really great old blues joint.
I played that place with Tim and Eric. I we did the comedy tour. We came to Denver. It might have been where we played.
Oh, that's it, in Kansas City? Yeah, Knuckleheads. In fact, that is where it was. Man, come back anytime. I would love to see you here, man. And congratulations again on the Sisters Brothers.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Bye, my friend. Take care, man. Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.